Hello, friends. There's lots of interesting things coming up in the Stoic Coffee community, so make sure that you sign up for my newsletter on my website at stoic.coffee. You can also follow me on Twitter at stoiccoffee and on Instagram at stoic.coffee, and you can find my LinkedIn page by searching for Stoic Coffee Break on LinkedIn. Now, I also wanted to let you know that I'm starting a mastermind for tech entrepreneurs as the world of tech is accelerating, and I've had people reaching out to me for a group grounded in Stoic principles. I'll be your facilitator as we tackle some of the big questions in tech using the tools of Stoicism. I have a few spots left for senior tech entrepreneurs and decision makers to join me for a one-hour bi-weekly session. I'll be interviewing candidates to form a tight group for the first cohort of five people, plus myself. Now, if you're interested in joining this, please reach out to me at masterminds@stoic.coffee. Now, again, that's masterminds@stoic.coffee. Thanks again, and thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and I appreciate your support. Hello, friends, and welcome to the Stoic Coffee Break. Today's episode, Find Your Tribe. The key is to keep company only with people who uplift you, whose presence calls forth your best. Epictetus. Have you found your tribe? Have you found that group of people that are your chosen family, who just make you feel good and make you feel like you're accepted and understood? Where you don't feel like you have to be on guard all the time and that you can make mistakes? When you find your tribe, you thrive. It took me years to find my tribe, and the reason that I knew it was my tribe is that I felt like I could just relax and be myself around these smart and generous people. They accepted me and all my shortcomings, and they also gave space for people to make mistakes and make amends when needed. But there was also always this idea of learning new things and growing. An example of this was a few weeks ago, I was hanging out with my tribe, and a couple of them were trying to move a van to get some work done on it. One of them was pulling the van into the workshop and was trying to get it up on some blocks and almost ran into the tool racks. My friend who owns the shop, rather than getting upset that they almost hit his tools, simply told them how to properly get the van up on the blocks. And it's simple things like that, where the priorities are not about things, but about people, that show me time and again that I found my tribe. Being around people that bring me up and encourage the best from me and make it safe for me to make mistakes has helped me grow into the person that I've wanted to become. Life is too short to spend your time around people that bring you down. And I know sometimes it's hard to leave friends that aren't good for you because, well, as humans, we get comfortable, and the idea of change is often frightening. The thing is, it's a big world, and there are so many amazing people out there. It took me years to find my tribe, but once I found it, I knew it. And personally, I think this kind of thing also goes with your partner. Because you spend so much time with your partner and they have such a giant influence on you, they should be the kind of person that helps you become a better you. Now, I'm not saying that you should run out and dump all of your friends or get divorced. But if you notice that the friends you're hanging around aren't the kind that build you up, you may need to rethink about how much time you spend around them. And I know that some people feel like just because a relationship has lasted for a long time, it means that it's good. And I don't believe this is true. I've known plenty of married couples where both sides were absolutely miserable, but they felt like if they got divorced, that they had failed. I think a failed marriage is one where you end up miserable. I think that a successful relationship, whether that's with friends or with a partner, is one that lasts as long as it needs to. There are people that I was very close to years ago that I rarely see now. It doesn't mean there's anything wrong with either of us. It simply means that we're different people, and what we need and want out of life is very different. And that's okay. Now, there are some people that I've come to recognize that aren't good for me to be around, so I let those relationships go. I recognized that I could not change them, nor was it my place to expect them to change. So I chose my growth and happiness over spending time with them. Finding your tribe is one of the most important contributors to your personal growth and happiness. Finding those good people that you choose to spend your time with can mean the difference between just getting by in life and really becoming the best person you can be and enjoying your life. And I can tell you this from personal experience. If you found your tribe, good for you. If not, keep at it. The world's a big place, and you'll find them. And that's the Stoic Coffee Break for today. Have a great day. Do you have a question or topic that you would like to have discussed on the show? Go to www.stoic.coffee, scroll to the bottom of the front page, and send me a message. And I'll do my best to see how we can apply the Stoic principles to everyday life. And while you're there, please sign up for the Stoic Coffee newsletter. You will also find links to my Patreon account where you can help support this podcast. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.